Hi, I'm Andrew, an entrepreneur and a computer science student.
Hi, I'm Raveen, a psychology major student.
And you're now listening to the Ink Thoughts podcast, where we ponder and talk about incongruous thoughts ranging from our daily life to the human mind.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Ink Thoughts podcast. So I'll start with maybe it's not a great news for anyone else, but it's for me. Yeah, so I've submitted my dissertation finally a few days ago, and so I'm all done with my master's degree now, and hopefully everything will go well and I could get the result that I've been dreaming of, hopefully. So after submitting my dissertation, the first kind of job, it's not something big, but it's just a part-time thing that I've gotten, is actually to be part of the video shoot for the university team. So ever since I came to the UK, I've been part of this student creator team that we students help the university in creating some content or videos in for the use of university marketing. And so we work with the university staff in creating all this, and sometimes they ask us to just make a video on our own, but sometimes it's like we joining part of their shoot and stuff like this. So the other day, it's actually the next day after I submitted my dissertation that I went for the video shoot, and when I was talking to both, there were two guys working on the shoot that day, and when I was speaking to both of them, and also when I see them setting up the equipments and those I don't know what is it called, probably props, props that they prepared beforehand for the shoot itself to make the shoot a good one, and that is something similar to what they've been imagining of or planning to get to. So when I see all of this, I actually can see that there's passion in them when they're doing this. And the way that they approach the whole shoot as well, that reminds me of this passion topic, because the word passion has been something that I really for a very long time, and I've been thinking about this topic for quite some time last time, but I don't know what happened in between that I just forgot about it. So passion has been a word that I really like since young, but I never really give it a deep thought about why before. So reflecting back, I guess the first time that I see someone shining because of passion was my cousin. She's been someone I look up to since young, and I remember when I was younger, I really liked talking to her because it was such a nice thing to see her shining because of her passion. When she talked about things that she do and things that she wanted to do, I can see passion in her, and her eyes is shining. So and by doing those things that she's passionate about, she would do it with extra effort, and that makes her even more attractive, and the outcome is something even more closer to what she wanted to achieve. And then during my university year, I could see all of my lecturers were so passionate about their area of expertise that you could see stars in their eyes when they are talking about their research or things that are related to that field. They were so knowledgeable, and still they don't mind discussing with you more or dive deeper into exploring those topics. So it's really nice talking to them, even if it's just a kind of information exchange or thoughts exchange and thoughts challenging kind of process. It's really nice. And I really, really and I'm glad that I was educated in environment like this. So during my university year, I was actually very active in Youth Entrepreneur Society in my university. And although I started joining the society with little to no knowledge about entrepreneurship, but I learned along the way, and I'm really glad that I made the decision to join the society at the very beginning of my university years. So that really changed me a lot, and helped me develop various skills as well. So okay, the point that I wanted to make here is actually, yeah, I've met many people who were very, very passionate about entrepreneurship. Yeah, and some of them are the committees or members of the society, and some of them are the participants that came to join our events. Some are like on-campus participants, and some were just someone else that came all the way to our campus to join the events that we held that time. And you can see them really having the passion in building something, creating something in terms of entrepreneurship. And I'll say working with people like this, yeah, it's just very nice seeing them and also working together with them to probably build something or do something together. Yeah, and I'll say Andrew is one of them, yeah. So, and of course, because of my experiences interacting with my cousin when I was young, so I've long been wanting to do something that is aligned with my passion as well. So I grew up thinking that I wanted to become a doctor. I don't know why, but the fact that I might be able to save lives and help people who are in need was just so meaningful to me. Yeah. If you ask me why is it so important to help people, I don't really have a very, very solid answer, but I'll say I'm privileged enough to be born in an environment that is safe, that my parents could give enough to me for me to grow happily and also safely. Yeah, and many people just don't have that. Yeah. And so if I'm able to give them a bit more, then why not? Yeah. So, but of course, there were many reasons behind it, like why I ended up didn't do medicine, but I'm glad that I've chosen psychology and the pathway of mental health. Yeah, I've learned a lot throughout this few years, and now that I really give it a thought, I guess I really want to do something in this field. Yeah. So during my career before I came to UK to further my study, yeah, so at the time I was working with an NGO that serves refugees' mental health, yeah. So it's been numerous times that I feel grateful that I'm able to do something that I'm passionate about as my career, yeah. And the everyday work was actually very meaningful to me. There's something that I do that could change a person's life by a bit every day, like the impact. Probably the impact is small, but still, it could help a person just a bit by in their life every day, yeah. So because of my working experience, that kind of helped me confirm that, yeah, what my passion truly is. And I guess it gets me closer to understand my core values as well. I wanted to do something that is meaningful to me and to help people. So, but I know many people aren't as lucky as I am in terms of getting to identify their passion, their area of passion at this age. Yeah, I remember there was once one of my other cousins who were a lot older than me, she told me that, hey, not many people actually know what they want to do in their life like you. So yeah, it's actually normal that people feel lost along the way while they're trying to find something that they wanted to do. And so, and yeah, I remember that time we was actually talking about my brother who was, who's 2 years younger than me. Yeah, that time I just kind of don't really understand like why he didn't know what he wanted to do. And yeah, you just search up a lot of ways to help you to achieve that and stuff like this. Why isn't he doing stuff like this? And that's where the point of my cousin's comment, like, yeah, probably he just doesn't know what he wanted to do then. So yeah, but I'm glad that he figured a way out now and he's trying to achieve that in his own way now. Yeah, I'm really glad to see that. And so yeah, finding something that we are passionate about isn't as easy as we think. Yeah, so don't get me wrong, yeah. So, but we could do something to help us figure it out, actually. So first thing is to try and explore a lot of things that sounds interesting to you. You probably could, you know, just list down things that you've been finding interesting, or just things that you heard about and you find, yeah, probably I could give it a try and see how it turns out, yeah, stuff like this. So we might think that we are interested in something, but it's only when we really go and try it, we could really confirm whether it is something that we want to spend our time in pursuing. Yeah, sometimes people just say, you know, yeah, this is the future. People, all of us should do this and do that. But some people, when they put in that time investing in that, and end up they just find, yeah, what the hell am I doing? I'm wasting all my time. But if you give it a few tries and see if it's something that you wanted to do before you invest a lot more time or even money into it, it will help you better in figuring out, is it something that you really want to do? Yeah. And the next thing is actually to step out of your comfort zone. Try taking some baby steps in forcing yourself out of that. Yeah, because when you do things bit by bit and see what it leads you to, it might be a lot easier than you thinking about, yeah, that's just so difficult for me to go immediately to the end point at the end of the day. But of course, like, nothing is easy, and no success is so straightforward. We all need to put in effort and time to achieve something that we want. And so just, you know, take baby steps to help you to achieve where you wanted to be one day. And don't underestimate any kind of possibilities that could spark along the way as well. Yeah, you know, sometimes when we're trying out something new, probably we won't think about, you know, what kind of stuff that it will lead us to, and you probably won't see it along the way as well. But after you finish everything and look back at it, yeah, maybe you will find something, and maybe there's something along the way that you enjoy so much that you accidentally just found your passion instead. And also acknowledge your strength and achievements. Sometimes things just lie in something that you do well. Yeah, because that might be something that just comes so naturally to you that you never really think about it or notice it before. Yeah. And of course, practice self-awareness. It is good to be able to find your passion. And yeah, people all say, like, you know, working on something that you're passionate about is not work. Yeah. But there's no rule saying that a person must have a passion. So give yourself the time and space to think about things. And if you really couldn't find it, just give it more time and enjoy the process of your life instead. Yeah, finding passion isn't a one-time thing and one-time process. So be kind to yourself. Don't criticize yourself like, yeah, I can't even find my passion and stuff like this. Yeah, it's unhealthy and it's unhelpful as well. By criticizing yourself in such a way, it wouldn't help you in finding your passion either. So don't do it. It's a lot more harmful doing that than to force yourself finding a passion. Yeah. If you just couldn't find it, yeah, just give it a bit more time. Maybe you haven't tried out something that is different to you. And so just slowly see where lives could brings you to. Yeah. And yeah, I guess the last point that I wanted to make here is to be realistic as well. Yeah, sometimes some of our passion wouldn't be able to help us earn enough to be financially sustainable. Yeah, if it's really that case, then try to explore other ways of doing what you're passionate about as a hobby first, then slowly finding ways to, you know, integrate it into your life as a career instead of immediately giving up all the other stuff that could support you financially and end up feeling so helpless because you didn't know how to feed yourself at the end of the day. Yeah, don't do this. Yeah, if you can't even live your life at all, how are you going to support yourself in terms of pursuing your passion? Yeah. So that's no right or wrong in finding your passion and also how to pursue your passion and how to integrate it into your life. It's all about how you want to do it. Because at the end of the day, it's all about you. Yeah, it's your life, it's your passion, it's the thing that you want to do. Of course, when we are able to do things that we are passionate about, yeah, that just feel a lot more motivated. It just feel a lot nicer. It just feel a lot relaxing, and no matter how hard it is, because it's our passion, we would feel okay with, you know, giving it a lot more effort and do it as much, I mean, spend as much time as we want in doing that. Yeah. So, but still, if it's unrealistic at the moment, just try to explore some other ways first and you'll be able to do it one day. Yeah. And I guess that's it for the episode for, I mean, I guess that's it for the this episode, and hope you guys enjoyed it. And if you do have any other like ideas or thoughts that you'd like to share with me, feel free to comment down below or send us a DM. And I'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you enjoyed, do share with your friends and family and leave us a review on the Apple Podcast. If you're not using an Apple device, you can leave a review on the Apple Podcast website with the link in the show notes. If you have any feedback or thoughts which you hope that we'll discuss in the future, feel free to email them to us at hello@ingthoughts.com, or alternatively, you can send us a private message on our Facebook, Instagram or Twitter with the username of ingthoughtspod. Thanks again, and see you all next week. Bye-bye.